online and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, there's concern the teachers are still in the dark as to when or how many Ukrainian students will be attending school in Donegal. Gardaí and the county have reissued safety advice as it relates to meeting up with people who they have met online. It's been claimed that a lack of charging facilities in Donegal is resulting in vehicles being abandoned at the side of the road. And one of the largest poor beagle sharks ever recorded in Irish waters has been found off the coast of Donegal. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport coming up with Kenny Harkin at about 5:15. First in news though, a man has been taken to hospital following a crash in Redcastle earlier today. The collision involving two vehicles occurred at around 1:30. Emergency services attended the scene and the injured man was brought to Letterkenny University Hospital for treatment to injuries which are not believed to be life-threatening. Gardaí say investigations are ongoing. Schools will receive resources to help accommodate students from Ukraine, according to the Education Minister. Norma Foley was speaking at the annual conference of the INTO Teachers Union, which is discussing issues such as pay, resources and recruitment and retention. The ASTI and the TUI also hold their conferences this week. Minister Norma Foley says funding will be made available to help schools who take in pupils fleeing Ukraine.
€863 million was secured in additional funding for COVID measures over the last 2 years. I do want to assure you that resources will also be put in place to meet this current challenge posed by the war in Ukraine.
However, concern has been expressed that some details are not verified by the Education Minister, with teachers in Donegal still in the dark as to when or how many Ukrainian students will be attending school in the county. Anya McGinley, the INTO's General Executive Committee representative for Donegal Leitrim, told today's 9 till noon show that additional support is vital.
What she did say is that she is aware that the JESH programme is working and that we've welcomed that expansion of the JESH programme, and a number of schools in Donegal have been included in that this time for the first time, which is certainly very welcome. She noted that really that she has reduced the class size again for this coming September, but what we're doing now is asking her to further reduce that because the class sizes in Ireland are still a lot larger than the OECD average would be. And she has also said that she's going to look to further expand the supply panels which were established throughout the pandemic, because certainly they have been very valuable to us because it ensures that children are always taught by a fully qualified teacher, and that's definitely something that the union has been looking for a number of years. But I suppose in terms of what we're looking for, that the minister hasn't mentioned really, she did say about there's going to be further support available for the Ukrainian children that are coming into our schools, but we don't know how many of those are going to be coming to Donegal or indeed to the various schools around the county. But we'd welcome those supports, and certainly while there was a lot of support put into schools during the pandemic and the COVID challenges we had, certainly this is going to be a new challenge now with regards to supporting these Ukrainian children. So it's very, very important that the supports would be put in place there to make sure that those children are supported adequately. And certainly we're asking as well for mental health supports to be put in place for all of our children, and certainly that would be something that would be relevant to the Ukrainian children, of course, given the nature of the reason that they're coming here.
Meanwhile, the Higher Education Minister says there can be no more ducking and diving when it comes to funding for the third level sector. Simon Harris has been addressing the TUI annual conference in Wexford today, where he said further on higher education has lived in the shadows for far too long. He added that the department was also establishing a helpline for Ukrainian students to allow them to continue their studies. Regarding funding, Minister Harris acknowledged that the third level sector needed it.
There can be no more ducking and diving and ignoring the reality about funding when it comes to further and higher education. This is a sector that's catering for the needs of about 450,000 of our people in some manner or form right across this country. And we need to build on the strengths that we already have, the strengths that we've already seen. There's more pressing needs now with the challenges that we know are emerging.
It's been claimed that a lack of charging facilities in Donegal is resulting in vehicles being abandoned at the side of the road. There are ongoing fears that the lack of infrastructure in the county may negatively impact tourism as well as discouraging people buying electric vehicles. Councillor Michael McMahon says some of the EV charging points currently in place are insufficient and too slow to meet demand. He believes a campaign needs to be initiated to increase the number of charging points and to highlight their locations.
If you're living, we'd say, in Glencolum Kettle or places like that, and you have to go to Sligo, there's no charger en route. There needs to be a survey, first of all, a proper survey done to see where these chargers are. And in my opinion, I don't see any of them anywhere. So there needs to be a campaign immediately started. Somebody needs to take responsibility to get the chargers into place and to make sure that people know where they are. And the question I had was, who is responsible? Where do you put them? And then who's responsible for that? Because some of these chargers, and I don't know that much about them, but I know some of them takes 30 minutes, 40 minutes, and then I hear that this one takes over an hour. So that is another problem. If you're in a rush and it takes 20 or 30 minutes, well, that's not too bad. But if you're at one that takes 40 minutes, so there's a whole lot of technology there that needs to be sorted out. There's a whole lot of work that needs to be done to get the chargers up in the proper places, and that needs to be done immediately.
Gardaí and Donegal have reissued safety advice as it relates to meeting up with people who they met online. It follows the tragic deaths of Aidan Moffat and Michael Snee in Sligo last week. Gardaí believe the two victims met their killer on a dating app. Sergeant Gina Walsh has the following advice.
If possible, you should get a face picture from the person you intend to meet. And again, be cautious of a person who doesn't share a recent face picture with you, especially if you have shared your picture. And if the person doesn't want to share a picture, consider asking him or her to go to a live video call. Many apps have this option built in, so you don't have to share your mobile number. And again, ask for social media handles. If this person is on Facebook, Twitter, any Instagram, etc. Do you have friends in common on Instagram or Facebook? Maybe somebody who knows this person. And again, to be wary of new accounts with low followers and few posts. They may be fake. And again, the advice we give them to meeting people online is the same as any other advice when you're going out. Let your friends know where you're going. Send a text to somebody that you trust. Include your live location so you may be found if you need help. And if possible, meet in a public place first. Take a few minutes to chat and feel confident you want to proceed before going somewhere private. And again, obviously, same as in all circumstances when you're out at night, think before accepting food or drink. Unless you've seen them prepare it, it's best not to accept drink to avoid being spiked. And again, if an emergency unfolds, contact 999. I just saw a comment on the news last week, Donal, in relation to online, and it's you know, online now is normal, and if it's normal, then it should be safe. And we're asking people, you know, if this person on the other end of the line is genuine, they will accept why you're making these precautions and will be willing to accept your requests in relation to photographs and things like that. And if they're not genuine, you'll feel the vibe, you know.
A former hotel worker acquitted of the murder of Michaela McAravey has been rearrested in Mauritius, his lawyers have said. Sandeep Mania and another man were found not guilty of the schoolteacher's murder after a high-profile trial in the summer of 2012. Mrs. McAravey, who was 27, was attacked and strangled after she returned to her room while on honeymoon in January 2011. No one has ever been convicted of her murder. Another man has been arrested as part of an ongoing investigation following a parade in Derry yesterday. The arrest of the 44-year-old man under the Terrorism Act is the 8th arrest as part of the investigation. Petrol bombs were thrown at police in the city during unrest yesterday. A number of searches were also carried out at addresses in the Craigan area this afternoon. Six other men also arrested under the Terrorism Act yesterday remain in custody at this time. The gates of a shop car park have been damaged in a weekend incident in Buncrana. Gardaí are investigating the incident of criminal damage that happened on the Cockhill Road in the town between 11:30 p.m. on Saturday last and 7 a.m. on Sunday morning. Donal Kavanagh has more.
A black VW Bora that had been parked in the car park was used in an attempt to ram the gates. An attempt was also made to ram the fence at the rear of the car park. The car was then abandoned in a field next to the car park, having successfully been rammed through part of the car park fence. Gardaí are appealing to anyone who travelled on the Coghill Road between 11:30 on Saturday night and 7 on Sunday morning, and who may have observed any unusual activity in the area, to contact them in Buncrana. If anyone travelled on the road between those times and believe they may have captured anything on their dashcam footage that may be beneficial to the investigation, Gardaí are also asking them to make contact.
One of the largest poor beagle sharks ever recorded in Irish waters has been found off the coast of Donegal. An international team of scientists led by Trinity College Dublin tagged and released the 2.8 metre species in recent days, which is believed to weigh between 400 and 500 pounds and be 25 to 30 years old. Samples of the shark were also taken to examine its reproductive status. Nicholas Payne is assistant professor at Trinity College Dublin Zoology Department. He says the sighting of the poor beagle off Donegal is significant.
We put two different types of satellite tags on the animals, which when we release them back into the water, they swim around for 6 months and transmit their location as well as the types of temperatures and depths that they swim around for that 6 month period. We also took some like small samples of blood from the animals, which we can then use to explore reproductive information. As scientists, we're particularly interested in this location for this animal because the species in Europe is critically endangered, so their status is a little bit concerning. But we think the Donegal coast might be a particularly important mating habitat for them. So where there's sort of anecdotal evidence that makes us think this is a really important site for the species to come in and exhibit reproductive activity. So we decided to go out and try to learn as much as we can about the animals and what they're doing in our coasts up there.
And should people in Donegal be worried about this?
Not at all. So these are not dangerous. I don't think there's been a single fatality ever recorded anywhere around the world for this species. They're in a completely different class as a species like a white shark, which is known to be dangerous to humans. Poor beagles are not that. They're still a reasonably large shark species. They still have sharp teeth. So if people happen to catch one of these animals, they want to be careful how they're handling it when they release it.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Cross the finish line in style with trainers from michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for all the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with soccer, and Cristiano Ronaldo will play no part in tonight's Manchester United game away to Liverpool. The Portuguese star is mourning the death of his baby son. In a statement, United say family is more important than everything, while offering Ronaldo their full support. Liverpool can go top of the Premier League for at least 24 hours tonight if they're unbeaten against United. Kickoff at Anfield is at 8 o'clock. Fulham, they can secure an instant return to top flight tonight. The Championship leaders will secure promotion if they beat Preston at Craven Cottage. In the Irish Premiership tonight, there's a full fixture list down for decision. Ballymena, they play bottom club Warren Point. Carrick Rangers up against Glenavon. Coleraine plays second place club Cliftonville. Crusaders, they host the leaders Linfield. Glentoran up against Larne, and Portadown play Dungannon Swifts. In other news, up in Scotland, Hibs have sacked manager Sean Maloney after back-to-back losses in the Edinburgh Derby with Hearts. The 39-year-old was only appointed in December, and Hibs missed out on the top six Scottish Premiership finish when the league split. First team coach David Gray will take charge for the rest of the season. And VAR technology will be introduced in Scottish football's top flight next season after plans were backed by the clubs. The video technology will be installed in every top flight ground over the coming months and is expected to be available to assist referees after the World Cup in December. Well, in Gaelic games, Donegal begin their 2022 Ulster Championship campaign when they host Armagh and Ballybuffet this Sunday. Declan Boner has declared an almost full-strength squad for that game against Armagh. The Donegal manager has this week been speaking to Tom Comack about how preparations have gone and how Donegal are fixed on the injury front.
Yeah, listen, we're not too bad. I think majority are back. we will have the two guys out through suspension, Neil and Owen McFadden Ferry. And the only guy that we other guy that can be ruled out at this stage is Oisin Gallen, who's picked up a knock. So he's going to be missing. But other than that, there we have the rest of the squad available. So still a couple of sessions to go. Tom, and you're always concerned about picking up niggles and knocks, but no, listen, we're not too bad. I think we're in that sense.
Yeah, I suppose some of the problems some of those guys have now, I'm thinking of maybe Keelan McGonigal, you know, he hasn't got much practice game time, has he?
Yeah, that's the problem, exactly. Yeah, and you know, it's one thing getting back training and getting up to the pitch and training, but then getting into match fitness. But no, he's been back doing a bit now over the last week or two, and so he'll come into contention. And as I say, the rest of the guys have all been back on the pitch over the last number of weeks. So yeah, listen, it's we're not in too bad a place.
Yeah.
Declan Bonner there speaking to Tom Comack. You can hear more from Declan and what he's expecting from what he rates as a very good Armagh side. You can hear more from that interview on the sports section highlandradio.com. Moving on to rugby, and seven players have been added to the Irish squad for the remainder of the TikTok Women's Six Nations. Seni Napu returns with uncapped Leinster duo Niamh Byrne and Alice O'Dowd also included. Seven players have departed to begin preparations for the World Rugby Sevens Series. Ireland, they take on England and Leicester this Sunday before a final round match against Scotland the following weekend. Elsewhere, Jack O'Sullivan is likely to miss Munster's Heineken Champions Cup quarter final with Toulouse. The back row forward will be out for a number of weeks after sustaining a knee injury in the away leg of their win over Exeter. Munster, they go to Ulster and the URC on Friday and will be without Gavin Coombs, Dave Kilcoyne, Tadhg Beirne and Andrew Conway. In snooker, Stuart Bingham is safely through the second round of the World Championship in Sheffield. The 2015 Crucible champion defeated Lau Haishan by 10 frames to 5. On the other table, four-time champion John Higgins, he trails Tepchei Uno by 4 frames to 2. Earlier, Neil Robertson progressed to round 2 after a 10-5 victory over Anthony Hugill. In golf, Seamus Power is to compete at the Irish Open for the first time in 3 years. The Waterford golfer has risen to 40th in the world and recently tied for 27th at the Masters. Mount Juliet will mark Power's fourth time to play in his home Open. And in boxing, Tyson Fury says the sanctions imposed on Daniel Kenahan are none of his business. A $5 million bounty has been placed on Kenahan by US authorities and he can no longer do business with American entities. In light of the sanctions, MTK Global CEO Bob Yellen has stepped down, citing personal reasons. Kenahan is a long-term advisor to MTK client Fury, and the heavyweight champion is refusing to say if he's severed ties with the Dubliner. Meanwhile, Dillian White has opted to miss today's open workout ahead of Saturday's world title fight with Fury. White has been training in the Algarve ahead of the heavyweight clash at Wembley. His next public appearance is due at the pre-fight press conference, which takes place tomorrow. That's all your sport. Is back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, the R231 in Rosnaula has reopened following a fatal crash yesterday. A man in his 20s died after his motorcycle collided with a car at around 5 p.m. Gardaí are continuing to appeal for witnesses and possible dashcam footage. Over €700,000 in funding has been allocated to Donegal Airport. Over €16 million in total is to be shared between Donegal Airport, Knock, Shannon, Cork and Kerry airports. The money is set to go towards a number of infrastructure improvements and new projects at the facility. Minister for State at the Department of Transport, Hildegard Nocton, has been outlining how the money will be spent.
This will support the delivery of a new fire tender at Donegal Airport, as well as seeing the completion of a perimeter fencing project. The Regional Airports Programme also now has broadened its scope to include sustainability projects, and one of the projects being supported will be the replacement of airside equipment with electric vehicles, and this funding will also support the provision of a solar PV system, which will provide Donegal Airport with the means for electricity generation.
Meanwhile, 8 monuments and historic sites in Donegal are to benefit from over €350,000 from the Community Monuments Fund. It's part of a €6 million investment announced by Minister of State for Heritage and Electoral Reform, Malcolm Noonan, to support the conservation, maintenance, protection and promotion of local monuments and historic sites. Among those benefiting in Donegal is St Catherine's Church, Killybegs, Dunfort and Bishop's Palace, Raphoe. the night tonight will be mainly dry with mostly clear skies and any lingering showers die away. Another cold night with a touch of grass frost in places with lowest temperatures of -1 to +3 degrees. And the closing headlines this evening, a man has been taken to hospital following a crash in Redcastle earlier today. The collision involving two vehicles occurred at around 1:30. Schools will receive resources to help accommodate students from Ukraine, according to the Education Minister. However, some teachers in Donegal are still in the dark as to when or how many Ukrainian students will be attending school in the county. It's been claimed that a lack of charging facilities in Donegal is resulting in vehicles being abandoned at the side of the road. There are ongoing fears that the lack of infrastructure in the county may negatively impact tourism, as well as discouraging people buying electric vehicles. And one of the largest poor beagle sharks ever recorded in Irish waters has been found off the coast of Donegal. An international team of scientists led by Trinity College Dublin tagged and released the 2.8 metre species in recent days. Samples of the shark were also taken to examine its reproductive status. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice is for this Tuesday evening, April the 19th. The death has taken place of Annie Teresa McGranahan, née Morris, 20, Cavan Corview, Ballymagory, Strabane, reposing at her home tomorrow afternoon from 2 o'clock. Fiona leaving her home on Friday morning at 9:20 for Requiem Mass in the Sacred Heart Church, Derry Road at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Marie Curie, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Junior Armour, 34 Castle Park, Buncrana. His remains are reposing at his late residence from 8 o'clock this evening. Funeral leaving there at 10:15 on Thursday morning, going to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. The death has occurred of Stefan Varga and Clohan Bay, Clohan, Donegal and Lucinic, Slovakia. Stefan's remains will arrive at the Church of Our Lady of Perpetual Succour, Glenfinn, at 7 o'clock tomorrow evening for reception prayers. Requiem Mass on Thursday morning at 11 o'clock, with removal to Lakeland's crematorium for private cremation. Requiem Mass can be viewed on the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Jim Shields, 17, Art Column Kill, Letterkenny. Jim's remains will be reposing at his late residence from 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10:30, going to St Junan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, which can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Interment afterwards in Ulex Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to Good and New Charity, care of any family member. Family time, please, between 10 p.m. and 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Neen McLaughlin, Altus Shane, Carndonna. Removal from the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountaintop, Letterkenny, this evening, going to his late residence for 6:30. Funeral leaving there on Thursday morning at 10:15, going to the Sacred Heart Church, Carndonagh, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on carndonaghparish.com. The death has occurred of James Gallagher, 8 Gortrush Drive, Oma, and formerly Shanahy Ahiarn. James's remains are reposing at his late home. Funeral from his late home on Thursday morning at 9:30 for Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock in the Sacred Heart Church, Oma. Interment afterwards in St Mary's Cemetery, Drumrah. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. until 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Murrayana Freel, née McCafferty, Beechhill Care Nursing Home Fawn, formerly of 8 Beechwood Street. Murrayana's remains are reposing at her sister Carmel's residence, Belmont Crescent. Funeral leaving from there tomorrow morning at 10 to 11 for 11:30 Requiem Mass in St Columba's Church, Long Tyre. Cremation will take place afterwards at 3:30 in Lakeland's Crematorium, County Cavan. Murrayana's funeral mass can be streamed live on the church webcam. donegal.com. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to NI Chest, Heart and Stroke, care of the immediate family or Mr. Kieran Connor, McClafferty Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Gracie Freel, 22 Townsend Street, Strabane. Remains reposing at Quigley's funeral home this evening from 5:30, with removal at 6:30 to the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Jim Armstrong, the Rookery, 16 Racecourse Road, Derry. Jim's funeral will leave his home tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock for Requiem Mass at 1:30 in St Patrick's Church, Pennyburn, followed by interment in the city cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to the Royal Belfast Hospital for sick children. The death has taken place of John Doherty, Gorty Arrigan, Buncrana. His remains are reposing at his home. Fiona Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, with burial in the adjoining graveyard. And the death has occurred of Danny, Kit O'Donnell, County Lane, Dunlow, and formerly of Craggy and Manchester. His remains are reposing at his home with rosary tonight at 9 o'clock. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in St Cronus Church, Dunlow, with interment afterwards in Mahary Cemetery. House private after the rosary, please, and on the morning of the funeral. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.